This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Leicester Fan TV Podcast, on YouTube, as seen on TalkSport. Talking everything Leicester City. Run by the fans. For the fans.
Welcome to the Leicester Fan TV Podcast, Sam. Obviously, on the back of two wins, one against Leeds midweek, and then one against Wolves, both clean sheets, six goals scored, zero conceded, and now we go into the big game and probably the toughest test yet in a Man City team. But what are kind of your thoughts from the last two games?
I think we had two good wins against two very poor sides. Leeds were poor, Wolves were poor. They're both in the bottom three now. I think our biggest challenge coming up, it's not just the Man City game, but there's three more matches before the World Cup. I think the biggest challenge we face now is staying out of that bottom three before we go back after the World Cup, because we just looked at the games we have after the World Cup. We've got such a hard running now from now on until, you know, February time. All the teams we've got are very much above us. You know, they're not just a little bit. We've got Brighton, Man U, Liverpool, Newcastle when we come back. That's our first game after the World Cup. So yeah, obviously we need to play what's in front of us. I know that's a few months down the line, but Man City, we've got come off two good bounce wins. Clinical, I guess, in the end, if that's what you want to say. We took our chances well. We only had four shots on target against Wolves and all four went in. I think we just, it needs to be a little bit of perspective on it. It was just Leeds and Wolves that would be, and obviously it's good to get more points on the board against them, but realistically, if we didn't get any points against them, you would question where we would be at, you know, not the point of the season, but how we would progress as a club. So beating Wolves and Leeds was a given, really, to push us out. And Man City, it's kind of a free shot. If you get anything, we get anything. It's a bonus at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think we're all saying that it's going to be like one side to the other side. Because for me, as much as, yes, we should be beating the likes of Leeds, Wolves and obviously Forest, I'm probably Bournemouth, even though we lost that. For me, it's like you say, we've got to play what's in front of us, and as much as we should be beating them with the position they're in on the table, but I just feel like we've got to start moving forward now, and the results we had at the start of the season, it's obviously progressing. What, we're top to a second now in clean sheets of the league. You wouldn't have expected that within the first seven games, conceding about five in each game. And for me, I don't get how it's hard to explain, because I think, where do you get to the point where you say, okay, it's a decent game? Because for me, as much as Wolves are a bad team, you just absolutely slapped them 4-0. Yes, we've only had five shots on target, but we scored four, we scored two against Leeds, and I think now, yes, maybe Everton and West Ham are the test, but again, they're not playing too well. The only real test for me now at the moment is obviously Man City, and that's just the biggest test of them all.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from, but I think our biggest problem this season has been the defence and Danny Ward in goal. Yes, he's had four clean sheets in a row. You know, fair play to him. He did look confident. He looked pretty decent against Wolves. But again, I'm not here sitting giving Wolves praise, because they've scored five goals all season. We've scored 21, 22 goals already. I think if you look at how many goals we scored to where we are in the league, it's the likes of Man United. We scored more than Man United, who are sitting high in fifth at the moment. So we need to just add a little bit of perspective to it. I think we're decent at scoring goals, and we're clearly getting better, more confident. But I know we kept a clean sheet against Wolves, but there was still, I think, a lack of communication between the back four. I'm still yet to be convinced Amati should be in that back four. I'm not saying he had a bad game, but he scares me against Man City. I don't think it's one of those things. But Wolves are, they are where they are. They're at the bottom of the table because they're not scoring goals. We're down near the bottom because we keep conceding goals, not because we can't score. And I think that's our problem. That's our Achilles heel at the moment.
Surely, as much as, again, like you say, they are the teams near the bottom, but you've got to be in some way, somewhat, good enough to have four clean sheets in that last five.
Listen, it's the Premier League. Nottingham Forest beat Liverpool at the weekend, so you can't say anything. Newcastle beat Spurs the other day. Newcastle are on form, but it can go any two which of ways. You win, you lose, you draw. But so I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to now go and lose our next three games, because I think we can very easily pick up some points against these next few games, because we know we can switch on, but we just need to keep that consistency. It's all well and good beating these bottom teams, because that's where you do need to pick up your 3 points. And if we lose to Man City, I expect us to lose to Man City. I don't expect us to even come out of a draw, but then I expect us to go to West Ham, who are lower than us at the moment, and get 3 points. And Everton, who are doing decent, but I know we can get at least a draw from them. Like I said, we need to pick up 4 out of 9 points for me before the World Cup is a good position to be in, because most likely that will keep us out of relegation going into the World Cup, keep the players' spirits high. And there's a lot of factors to come into it, but like I said, we have to take every game as they come. I don't expect to beat Man City, but the first thing we need to is not go and lose 4 or 5 or 6 nil in the end of the day. We can't go there and keep conceding loads of goals, because it's going to one shock our defence and keeper again. They'll think we'll go back to square one, and it's not the Leicester we know. We know we can defend better, and we know we can attack better. I think Rodgers, a little bit hats off to me against Wolves. He made the right decisions for me. He brought on better substitutions. Personally, Maddison scored as soon as we brought a right winger on. As soon as Maddison was playing in his central attacking midfield role solely, he went and scored literally minutes after Albrighton came on. So I think we just need to capitalise a bit more on our strengths and weaknesses. I think we need to realise, right, we play better with a strong attacking team. I think everyone in the attacking field played well. I'm still convinced yet that we've got a decent striker on our hands, because I know Vardy scored, but it was a tap-in. Daka, I didn't see him do too much. He was running around, but I don't remember him having a shot at all, really. We only had 5 shots in the end, so again, like I said, against Man City, they're a world-class team. I don't expect anything, but it's the next two games where we have to get more points from.
Yeah, and I can't complain with the performance at the moment. Obviously, as much as, again, we'll say that they weren't the best team to play, but I think the performances are getting there. I think a lot of performances in the first few games, I think, were there, but we just kept making mistakes. And I think the biggest topic point for me is the Belgium links. Like, Faye's coming in. I saw some stats saying since he's been in the starting 11, we've won 3 out of 5 games, but without him, we lost all 5 pretty much. Yuri Tielemans, again, I think he's starting to maybe show a bit more class in him. Pratt coming in off the bench last few games, or even starting against Leeds, he's done well. But I think it's just about getting that chemistry back in the team, and I think we are starting to see the performances, and again, the clean sheets are showing on the table, aren't they?
Yeah, I agree. It's really hard to judge at the moment, because obviously we're happy that we've just won 3 games, drawn one, and lost one in the last 5. It's great for us. That's, that is better stats for us. That's what we need. That's what we needed. It was a no given. It was either that or Rodgers goes, really. It was a lifeline for him, the last 5 games. And like you say, Bournemouth, we realistically, at the very least, we should have got a draw there. We shouldn't have conceded 2 goals in the way we did, especially after winning. I fear that we're going to keep going in this circle a little bit of, Rodgers has a few decent games and we play bad again, and then it's tough to say how we're going to do. I know you said like the players had a good link, and yeah, they played well together, but again, the teams we played, they're struggling. It's not, we know that we're a good team. We know that we finished 5th twice and 8th last season. We know we can be better than we have been this season, especially compared to the teams around us. Nothing's changed in our team apart from Fofana, who's gone, and Casper, who I'd say they're probably two massive misses for us, and we are feeling the impact of that a little bit this season, or a lot of it. But you just got to play with what you've got at the moment, and the team we've got is, you know, it's an outstanding team. They got us fifth twice. There's nothing's changed in that team apart from a couple of players, you know, that were left, and I'm not saying, you know, that easily replaceable. We should have got a new keeper for, personally. I'm not, you know, I don't think Ward is Leicester's number one. I don't think he was the right choice at all. I still don't think it. He can make as many saves as he likes. You know, he's had a few good games.
Yeah, he's not the quality of the keeper we kind of want if we're wanting to aim for the top 10 / top whatever it is. But I think we'll all talk about the Rodgers situation now. Obviously, I was at the game yesterday and we didn't see him come out after the game clapping. It was only the players, and I'm guessing that's because now he wants to try and just get the performances in there, get the results to show that he is the man for the job still. I did say I was Rodgers out because of only one reason, and that was because he just wasn't putting the right players in. And like even you said, the team hasn't changed still, but the performance is getting there. Maybe Ward is starting to maybe show it. As much as he's not a number one for us both, he's maybe showing a bit more confidence in him. I don't know, because he's not conceded a lot of goals in the last five now. And I know, again, you'll say that a lot of teams haven't scored many goals. Like, say, Wolves have only scored five. But there's still something there where if your defence plays well, even Amati, he's done well in the last few games. A few moments, but I think maybe a bit of confidence in him now will hopefully push him forward.
I mean, like you said earlier, you have to win what's in front of you. And yeah, maybe it does give him a bit of confidence. It's just, we can't pave over the cracks. He did let in six goals against Spurs. He did let in five goals against Brighton. I'm not saying they were all his fault, but if you go back and watch the highlights, he made some mistakes against Bournemouth. You saw the Super Mario jump he did in the air and completely hover over the ball. It's just a lack of professionalism from him. And I'm not here slating him because he had a good game and fans will disagree, but you know, you've got to be a bit more realistic with it. A lot of fans will be happy that we won these two games, but then they'll be saying everything's great at Leicester when it's really not. We shouldn't be 16th now and be happy we're out of the bottom three. We're, you know, how can we were fifth twice in the European Conference League semi-final last season. It is a real fall from grace at the moment, and we do need to bounce back, and there's no two ways around it. If we finish, I'd say 12th, 13th this season, I class that as a good season in the end for us, because it's been poor, but we just need to move forward. The owners, if they're going to back Rodgers, they need to give him money, or they need to give Rudkin some money, because I'm not being funny, we needed signings. Our bench is pretty poor. We have five substitutions to use, and I couldn't tell you which five players I'd bring on to actually change the game. You know, I wouldn't say anyone really changes the game unless you've got Vardy on the bench. Anyone else for me is just a like-for-like substitution.
Yeah, Faze as well. Obviously, we've already spoke about the Belgium link, but someone who he's come in and we just seem to always find these little gems in the centre role. Again, it's only been a few games since he's been in, but he's already seeming to be that kind of force leader kind of player in that back line that we kind of needed. And maybe does Johnny Evans actually get back into the team at the moment? Even with Amati doing okay, I'm not sure.
He's the captain of Leicester City. Of course he gets into the team. You don't drop your captain, you know.
Here's a question for you, and someone said this before. Last few games since he's been out, we've been winning games, we've been having clean sheets. Does Tielemans keep that captaincy? Maybe it makes him stay at the club. I don't know. But
in
does he
sense?
Keep this captaincy?
In what
because,
sense?
Because
if Evans comes back into the team,
you don't drop, you don't do that.
It doesn't matter who the player is. That's not how captaincy works. Johnny Evans has been given the captaincy for the season. If he's in the starting 11, he will always be captain.
Okay.
That's just how it works.
That's fine. Maybe going forward, it might be a
case. Tillman's just going to go. I don't care what anyone says. He's playing well and he's doing things for the badge. He's doing it just to seem like he's happy here. And he might be happy here, but he clearly wants to go. He would have signed a new contract by now if he wanted to stay. He was playing poor for the past 12 months. I don't care if he scored a wonder goal against Wolves. Yeah, it's a good goal, but he's still only been bang average the past year. So I don't, in my eyes, I don't care if he goes. He's, you know, thanks for being at Leicester. You know, you did some great memories, obviously got the FA Cup goal, but I think there's better prospects out there that we have. And I don't know, personally, it's just my opinion. I don't know if anyone else agrees or disagrees. I think there's better players in Tielemans out there. I think he's lazy. I think he's not, you know, he's looked decent in the past couple of games. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. I'm not judging him on the past two games. I'm judging him on the past 12 months. And I think that's the thing with a lot of Leicester fans. It goes straight over their heads and it's just, we win two games in a row and all of a sudden it's sunshine and rainbows again, when it's really not. You just got to look at the bigger picture at the moment. And bigger picture is we're 16th and we're only 2 points off being dead last again. So you just got to have a bit of perspective in with realism and optimism. It's all well and good being happy and dandy we won two games, but now we've got three games ahead of us that are very tough. Let's, you know, have a bit of realistic with it. And I know I might sound like a negative Nancy, but you got to just mix the good times with the bad and realise three wins against three teams that are in the bottom three isn't really much progression. We need to see progression by beating teams like West Ham and Everton, who are sitting a little bit higher than us. Man City, whitewash, don't care what we do against them. If we get any points, great. But the other two games, we need to pick up points, and I think that's just a given if we want to move up the table.
Yeah, I think at the start of the season, we probably wouldn't have even expected to beat the likes of Wolves and Leeds, though. So it's a plus that we have started to win games as well. But going into the realistic games and the Man City game, who are you looking to maybe start in that game? Would you start Pratt again after him playing again, or would you switch anyone out after the game?
Do you want me to say what I think this team would be or what I want it to be?
Say what you think the team will be, because there's a lot of players I'm guessing you'd put in that. We know that you won't be in there, but
yeah.
Would you kind of put against this Man City side?
For me personally, I would put I think we played the same team that we played against Wolves, but I wouldn't worry too much about changing everything. I'd probably start Vardy, because again, Daka, he's had two games against Leeds and Wolves where I don't think he did much. Personally, after watching him, he didn't look like he did anything. For me, I'd drop Drewsby Hall. I think he's been been on top of his form against Leeds and Wolves. People said he was playing really well and up for man of the match. I personally didn't see it. I think he was running around like he always does, but I think he gave away a ball quite a few times against Wolves again, and I think he needs a break. I think he's been playing every game. I think he just needs to, Roger needs to bench him just for him to get a little bit of confidence, like, oh, I've been benched, I need to up my game a little bit. And I think Pratt deserves a spot more than anything. I'm not just saying that Drewsby has been bad. I'm saying I think Pratt deserves to work his way into the team a little more. There's nothing wrong with dropping someone like Drewsby Hall for Pratt to come in. It's a little bit of competition in the game, but, you know, it's a fighting for your place. There's nothing wrong with fighting for a position in the first team if people want it. That's how football works, you know. Players come in and if they really want it, they'll fight for their spot. So I think, for me, the only thing I'd change is Drewsby all out, bring Pratt in, Vardy on, and play Pratt more on the right side, not right winger, but on the right side, to let Maddison be free in the middle, because that's where he belongs, in that middle of the park. And whenever he's there, he scores like he did against Wolves.
Yeah, I said that before the Wolves game. I said that I think out of everyone, actually, I think Pratt should be in that team for Drewsby Hall. Again, as much as Drewsby Hall's done well, he did well against Wolves, I guess, but it's a time for now where if someone's started playing well the last few games, played brilliantly against Leeds. No, not at all. And as I say, as much as we want Drewsby Hall to play, maybe it gives him a bit more pressure to hopefully, when he comes on as a sub or whatnot, to be that impactful player as much as he has been since he started. So I probably would play Pratt. He's a bit more aggressive on the ball as well at times, getting pressure on the players. So going into the Man City game, I would probably start Vardy as well. I think he's that sort of player, you know, in that big sort of game, he'll probably be the one to squad.
He's probably riddled with confidence after because that goal against Wolves is his first goal this season. He's one of those players which, as soon as he gets one goal, he carries on, and I think he'll score again. Especially Man City is probably a great game for him to go into as the next game, because we know he likes a top six club, and he might bag a goal or two against them. I think you just got to. It's tough to, you know, say anything against Man City, because this season has been such a weird season for every club. Like, say, Forest beat Liverpool the other day, and, you know, so on and so forth. Teams have just been winning left, right, and centre that you didn't think could. So I'm not going to sit here and say we can lose. I'm not that negative. I think we can go in and get something out of Man City, but it's one of those things. If we make a mistake in defence, like we have done a lot this season, someone like Man City, they're going to capitalise every chance they get of Haaland, you know, Bernardo Silva, Mahrez, you know, just everyone in that team, Foden, they're going to put a few goals against us if we do make mistakes.
Yeah, and before we wrap up, we want to know your... Well, we know it's pretty much a free game anyway. Like your dad said, it's a one-off. If we get a draw, win, perfect. But if we lose, I don't think we really mind. But what would your realistic score prediction be before we do
it? Again, it realistically depends on which Leicester turns up. I can't... It's so hard to comment on. Because against the Wolves game, I said I could see us losing against Wolves because I've seen their attacking team, and it's like, I'm really surprised they are where they are with the team. Like, they got Neves, Diego Costa, Traore, and just they got a really good attacking team, and I'm surprised they've only scored 5 goals. So, I for me, if you wanted my honest opinion for a score prediction, I think we're going to lose 3-1. I don't think we're going to...
There's nothing wrong with that. We know we could get easily beaten.
But I think, just going to look at realistically, we are Leicester in a position where we're finding it tough at the moment. And I know we could have a mass amount of confidence from these past 2 games, and the lads might really want it. So I'm saying 3-1. I don't believe it's going to be 3-1. I really couldn't say either way. I'm just looking at it from a realistic point of we're 16th, Man City is second, and they've got so many world-class players that realistically we should be losing this game. But if we get anything, you know, less than, if we get a draw or above, it's, you know, classed as a successful game for us, I think.
Yeah, I'm not going to give my score prediction yet because I'm going to do that in the preview, but make sure you get your comments in for the score prediction on the Man City game as well. It's been the Leicester Fan TV podcast with Sam, and we'll catch you all on the next one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Leicester Fan TV podcast on YouTube, as seen on TalkSport. Talking everything Leicester City. Run by the fans. For the fans.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.